This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli planes renewed airstrikes in Gaza early on Saturday, and Hamas militants responded by firing rockets into Israel, with the battle in a fifth day as U.S. and Arab diplomats seek an end to the violence. Palestinian medical officials claim at least 128 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday, including 31 children and 20 women, and 950 others wounded. Israeli authorities say 8 are dead there, including a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and 6 civilians, including 2 children. Ahead of a session of the UN Security Council on Sunday to discuss the situation, an envoy from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration flew in on Friday. Israel is being accused of manipulating the media and using a false report Friday to confuse Hamas. The military had clarified a report about ground troops attacking in the Gaza Strip, but it came after several major news outlets had erroneously reported a ground offensive was underway. Israeli commentators said on local television Friday that while the army attempts to play down the incident as a misunderstanding, the media was used to lure Hamas militants into their underground tunnels. Israel called in 160 warplanes and bombarded the tunnels for 40 minutes, according to its military. Confirmed deaths from COVID-19 in Colombia passed 80,000 on Friday, with intensive care units almost full in the biggest cities, where large crowds have been gathering for weeks of anti-government protests. Authorities warned this week that the demonstrations are likely to prolong an already devastating third wave of the pandemic. This is VOA News. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm urged American motorists not to hoard gasoline, saying gas station outages have peaked and the situation has been improving throughout the day Friday. Granholm says she will appear before national lawmakers next week who want to know what went wrong with Colonial Pipeline and how cyber attack and ransomware events like this can be prevented in the future. The Russian hacking group who infiltrated the pipeline and forced it to shut down for several days was reportedly paid $5 million in ransom by the major U.S. gas and fuel supplier. The World Health Organization warned on Friday the second year of the COVID-19 pandemic is set to be far more deadlier than the first. Meanwhile, Japan extended a state of emergency to more areas Friday amid growing calls for the Olympics to be scrapped. With just 10 weeks to go, campaigners submitted a petition with more than 350,000 signatures calling for the games to be canceled. Japanese public opinion is firmly opposed to holding the games this summer. Swiss tennis great Roger Federer said Friday he and other athletes are confused on whether it's happening or not. Federer says he'd love to play in the Olympics, but would understand if that doesn't happen given the coronavirus situation. U.S. broadcaster Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, said Friday Russia has frozen its Moscow bank accounts after fining it repeatedly for breaking its foreign agent legislation. Earlier on Friday, Russian bailiffs carried out an inventory of its Moscow bureau and notified it of the beginning of proceedings over unpaid fines for violations of the foreign agent law. The standoff creates new friction in relations already at post-Cold War lows, under pressure from an array of issues, including Ukraine, Syria, sanctions, and the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman says Washington is deeply troubled by the move. The U.S. government-backed broadcaster has said the fines are part of a campaign to force it out of Russia and has been fined $1 million this year. Taliban and Afghan government negotiators said Friday they met in Qatar after a long pause in peace talks between the two. It came on the second day of a three-day ceasefire announced by the Taliban for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. They began negotiations in September last year to try to find a way to end decades of war, but the talks stalled after a few rounds, and violence has escalated since the United States began a final pullout of troops from Afghanistan on May 1st. The Taliban refused to attend a planned Washington-backed conference in Istanbul last month. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.